And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Erskine Caldwell, born in Moreland, Georgia, 1903. Father was an itinerant Presbyterian preacher. He lived in a series of poor rural communities in the South. Erskine Caldwell said, "I wrote about what I had seen, but nothing I put down on paper succeeded in conveying the full meaning of poverty and hopelessness and degradation as I had observed it." His two most famous books, published back-to-back, 1932 and 1933, Tobacco Road and God's Little Acre. It's the birthday of the novelist Penelope Fitzgerald, born in Lincoln, England, 1916. Family was literary but not well-to-do. The study was the only warm room in the house. She said, "I was brought up in a journalist's home and in a family where everyone was publishing or about to publish something." She didn't start writing a novel until she was 58 years old. Her husband was dying of cancer, and she thought that writing a novel with him would be a way to keep him entertained. The novel was The Golden Child. It came out in 1977, the year after he died. She went on to write 8 more, including Offshore, which won the Booker Prize in 1979. Penelope Fitzgerald, who said, "I believe that people should write biographies only about people they love or understand or both. Novels, on the other hand, are often better if they're about people the writer doesn't like very much." It's the birthday of the Hmong writer, Khao Kalia Yang, born in Ban Vanai refugee camp in Thailand in 1980. Family moved to this country when she was 6. She wrote a memoir about growing up Hmong in America called The Late Homecomer. And it was on this day in 1892, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet premiered at the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg. The production was a huge failure with both critics and audience. Tchaikovsky died less than a year later, had no idea that The Nutcracker would become a classic, one of the most popular ballets ever. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Bridge. "Most of my life was spent building a bridge out over the sea, but the sea was too wide, and it didn't go any place. I'm proud of the bridge hanging in the pure sea air. Machado came for a visit, and we sat on the end of the bridge, which was his idea. Now that I'm old, the work goes slowly, but the material keeps coming as I hang here in the air. Ever nearer death, I like it out here, high above the sea, bundled up for the Arctic storms of late fall. The resounding crash and moan of the sea, the 100-foot depth of the green troughs. Sometimes the sea roars and howls like the animal it is, a continent wide and alive. What beauty in this, the darkest music, which imitates the sky's thunder, over which you can hear the lightest music of human behavior, the tender connection between men and galaxies. So I sit on the edge, wagging my feet above the abyss, the fatal plummet. Tonight, the moon will be in my lap. This is my job, to study the universe from my bridge. I have the sky, the sea, the faint green streak of Canadian forest on the far shore." A poem by Jim Harrison, entitled Bridge, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac. Written by Betsy Allister, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.